So let's hear about this 45-year-old lady who was actually on the Christine trial. I always thought that was a really neat study. And again, you presented some more data from that at ASCO. But let's hear about her first. What happened there?
Yeah, so she was 45. She had a left breast T2N1 cancer. It was ER positive, very strongly positive. PR was mildly expressed. The HER2 was positive. The Ki-67 was around 30%. So this is a legit HER2-driven tumor. She went on the Christine study. She was assigned to the T-DM1 pertuzumab arm. She completed all six cycles, did really well, and she had a mastectomy in 2014. And she did have residual invasive cancer, but she had so much chemo effect. There was so much necrotic tumor in the tumor bed. She clearly had a great response, but there was still 1.2 centimeters of residual tumor in the breast. There were three nodes that were positive. Macro metastases. The Ki-67, interestingly, was down to 5%. And in the tumor specimen at the time of surgery, it remained ER strongly positive, and the HER2 was 2+ by IHC, which is interesting, but it remained positive by amplification. In the Christine study, they centrally confirmed HER2 positivity, so she did meet criteria, but it's interesting that her HER2 expression was a little lower, and that kind of goes along with hormone receptor expression. We see that. So in the Christine study, it was advised or recommended that patients who had residual disease who were in the T-DM1 arm be recommended to receive standard adjuvant chemotherapy. I talked to the patient about doing this. We talked about her risk of recurrence, and she declined going on to adjuvant chemotherapy. And she went on, however, to receive exemestane and an LHRH agonist. She remains on that, and she completed her radiation, and she remains disease-free 5 years later. So it's an interesting case because it underscores the type of patient who fails to achieve a path CR from neoadjuvant therapy in the HER2-positive setting, and that is usually hormone receptor-positive breast cancers. They're the ones who have more of a challenge. In Christine, hormone receptor-positive patients, the path CR rate for T-DM1 was 38% versus 46% for TCHP. So she didn't have a great chance of achieving a path CR. She did choose not to receive adjuvant chemo, and she's still disease-free 5 years out.